This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien and Chris Sullivan. There is a moratorium in Washington State on evictions, and four landlords are suing in federal court to get that lifted. One of them is Enrique Jevons, who is in Yakima. And how many rentals do you own, Enrique?
That I personally own myself without any partners is actually now at 93. Mm-hmm. So it is quite a bit. They're all in Yakima.
And how many of your tenants have stopped paying rent?
Well, we have about a dozen that are on payment plans. It's one in particular that we have that is still employed that has just told us. He goes, well, I don't have to pay, so I'm not going to pay.
So this guy just came out and told you, okay, I'm not going to pay you because this moratorium says you can't evict me. So even though I could afford to pay you, I'm just not going to.
Exactly. There's absolutely no requirements and that you actually be unemployed or that your hours have been cut back at all, such that anybody can simply choose not to pay. And so I do have one tenant who has flat out told us that he's chosen not to pay. And that's where, well, when the moratorium first came around, you know, I thought, oh, okay, if this is just a month or two, you know, I'll survive, right? You know, it's going to be a hit, but I'll survive. But now, I mean, it's gone on, you know, been extended a couple of times now all the way till the end of the year. Certainly don't expect the pandemic to all of a sudden be over at the end of the year. So that's the concern there is that, you know, I've already burned through all my savings now. And now what? I mean, we're, you know, at the edge of losing properties. And there are people that are now selling their rental properties as a result. But the problem is there, who's going to buy it?
Right.
Because if it's got a tenant that's not paying rent and you know you're not going to be able to get that tenant out, you know, nobody in their right mind is going to buy that rental property.
Yeah. So in other words, it sounds like you were okay with the moratorium until it started getting out of control.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, a month and then going into a second month. Okay. You know, I had enough savings, but yeah, I'm not some huge corporation. I mean, I don't know why it is. You know, people tend to think that, oh, landlords must be really wealthy because they own houses and houses are very expensive, right? But the reality is you've got to pay for taxes, insurance, utilities, mortgage. None of these expenses have gone away.
Well, now, what about your lenders on the properties that are mortgaged? Does the bank grant you forbearance on that because of coronavirus or not?
So unfortunately, I'm not eligible for forbearance. Forbearance is something that's for individual property owners, but forbearance just means that, again, you still have to pay the mortgage. The mortgage doesn't go away. The interest doesn't go away.
So, well, the other thing is that under the moratorium, your tenants are also not forgiven the rent. They're supposed to pay it back, right?
Yeah. So they right. So they're not you're not allowed to charge late fees, mm-hmm. but the tenant's still responsible for the rent. But then the reality is that, like I said, you know, I don't have a year's worth of savings. I mean, how many people do you know that have? So if a tenant is out of work and rent is still due at the end of the moratorium, they're obliged to pay that back. Who's, you know, how many tenants out there are going to have a year's worth of savings that they can start paying this back or can be afford to pay it back? I mean,
right.
Most people live paycheck to paycheck or maybe have a month or two savings. When the moratorium is over, they're not going to be in any better position they are now. So the reality is we're just kicking the can down the road saying,
okay, so how does this end though? So
next year you will be.
If your lenders repossess any of your properties, then what happens? Can they kick the tenant out?
Yes. So it's kind of like the housing crisis, you know, back in 2008, they issued 90-day notice and then they board up the place because banks aren't in the business of managing properties. So they're not in the business of collecting rent or don't.
Well, then if that's the case, how does this accomplish anything? Because that means ultimately what happens is the tenant gets kicked out.
Yeah. Yeah. So if the bank repossesses the property, tenants are going to get kicked out. If the moratorium, you know, when it's lifted, the tenant still owes the money. And if they don't have the money, they get kicked out. The solution is, in my opinion, the government needs to provide vouchers so that the tenants can pay their rent. Just identical to, you know, having food stamps, that sort of a thing. you know, we all need a place to live. We need to eat. I mean, those are just the bare basic essentials. And to think that it's okay for, you know, to be kicking people out on the street and for people to be homeless is ridiculous. I mean, that's a huge cost on our society. And the pandemic is just much too big of a burden to just say, you know, okay, landlords are going to have to pay for it.
So if you win your case and the moratorium is lifted, you're going to kick them out too, I assume.
Yeah, we still have the problem, right? So that's only half of the, it's not the solution, because the solution is we've got to get tenants to be able to pay for their rent. And because this is, you know, an extreme circumstance with the pandemic, it's not enough to think that, okay, you know what, everybody's going to be going back to work. They're not. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be out of work for a very long time. We need to provide tenants with vouchers. And whether it's a grant where you just give them the voucher, give them the money, that's great. If the government says, well, you can't afford that, then, you know, make it a loan, make it a no interest loan where you can lend the tenants the money. Certainly the government's in a much better position to do that than individual property owners, because I definitely want to make sure that people understand, by no means do I ever want to be in the position where I'm having to evict somebody. And that's where we need to, you know, provide a solution. The solution is paying for people who are out of work.
Have you been in contact with who's your member of Congress out there?
Right now, I've only written letters to the governor, because I've always just felt that, you know, this is a statewide, we need to, you know, at the state level, work on it. So yeah, it's not like I'm that politically active that I know all the ins and outs of it. I've only gotten as far as just writing to the governor.
Well, because I don't think the state's going to find the money to do that, since they're already hurting. It's going to probably have to come from Congress, which still, I was just checking the news update. They still haven't come to an agreement on a coronavirus relief package, so it looks like that's going to be delayed until after the election as well. I would say fire off a letter to them and tell them that take the politics out of this negotiation. You got landlords who need the help. And if this continues, it's not helping tenants. It's not helping you. People are still going to get evicted. You're going to lose a lot of money. And this is disasters like this. That's what the federal government's about, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, this is one of those big, big problems where the government needs to step in and help.
Enrique Jevons is a landlord in Yakima. Enrique, thanks for coming on and good luck.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
I'm Dave Ross.
And I'm Colleen O'Brien. Thanks for listening to Seattle's Morning News.
You can hear us live every morning on 97.3 FM, or subscribe to this podcast and you'll never miss the show.